Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Your phone calls are coming up out the broadcast today. I've got stacks of off-the-chart important news. The feds are going to grab hundreds of parks in California. That state's completely imploding by design. Open home inspections of your houses by the control freak brigades under the Green Bill. They're saying it's going to go ahead and pass the Senate, probably. That's in Bloomberg. All the health care bill, no one's allowed to see it. Obama won't give details. He's been caught lying about everything. It's just getting crazy. Paul Watson continuing with this hidden in plain view that Taliban, Al-Qaeda are used to attack Iran. They're used to attack our troops in Iraq. They're used to attack and destabilize the Pakistanis. They were flown out after the Afghan takeover by the CIA in 2001, 2002. That's on record. The airlift of evil flying them out. The generals getting mad. I mean, when are we going to admit that these Muslim extremists are the pretext to destabilize and take over countries, and then they pull out, and the globalists have a pretext to go in and take things over? That the globalists have bought off these tribal warlords, and that they've got these cult-like followers that'll do whatever they're told in these clans, and if we don't wake up, that they keep using these people to scare us into submission and kill our troops. I mean, this is outrageously asinine that then we're bad for reporting the facts here.
It's amazing, Alex. I mean, it's on the record that these terrorists, these Al-Qaeda, whatever you want to call them, they've been moved around the globe since the end of the 70s to every single area where the United States has a war and where the CIA needs their help in destabilizing a country. From the Afghanistan war, they were moved to Bosnia just after the war started in Bosnia in 1992 to help with that campaign. Then after that ended in 95, and following the NATO bombing of Serbia and Yugoslavia in 99, they were hired then to train the KLA, the Kosovo Liberation Army, and the ethnic Albanian.
All on record. None of this is our opinion, folks. Go ahead.
There's a headline out of the National Post, Canada. U.S. supported Al-Qaeda cells during Balkan wars. And that runs through the evidence of how they moved them from Afghanistan to Bosnia to Serbia. And now they've moved them back to Afghanistan and then Pakistan in the time since. So it's like...
And then meanwhile, all these David Horowitz neocons get up and say, give up all your rights. Al-Qaeda will get you. They all know good and well. This is such a sick joke how on the chessboard this key piece is used to menace everybody into going along with the New World Order.
That's right. They're the pawns of the New World Order on the chessboard. You've got Iran, which is another situation altogether. In the covert black operation, which was put in place to destabilize Iran and achieve regime change, this was leaked in 2007, it was announced that the CIA would be funding the Iranian militant group Jundullah, which has carried out terrorist attacks in Iran to destabilize Iran. This group was formally headed by the alleged, obviously we know he wasn't the mastermind, but he was one of the patsies, the alleged 9/11 mastermind, the person that the US government has masterminded 9/11, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. He was the leader of this organization, and now the CIA is funding it to carry out attacks in Iran, notably an attack on May 29th, right before this whole controversy about the Iranian election happened, where a mosque was bombed in Iran that killed 25 people, and it turned out that Jundullah were behind it.
All right, stay there. Let's do five more minutes and finish up with this on the other side, then your phone calls. Paul Watson, he's the editor and chief over at PrisonPlanet.com. He's with us, and he's doing a big master article about all this. It'll be up the next hour, where it just shows the mainstream news, CIA's admission. This is a fact. Al-Qaeda is New World Order.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
We have just received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement for all GCN listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands. The number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Even if you're a good old boy who's been in black ops, staged terror attacks to beat the commies 30, 40 years ago, you should know things are out of control. The looting, the stealing, the grabbing the pension funds, the killing our own troops, hiring Al-Qaeda, using them in the Balkans in the early 90s and the late 90s against Serbia, using them in Africa, using them against the Russians in 79, staging the attacks to bring them in to get the war going. Brzezinski brags. Russia didn't invade. It was started with them. We get hit on 9/11. They have the staged attacks. The Taliban and Al-Qaeda would tell young people, get in the front line. Then the U.S. would shell the front lines and not the main emplacements, and the troops wondered why. Then they would go pick up the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, pay them. The troops haul witnesses. This was in San Francisco Chronicle, Times of London, headline, Airlift of Evil. That Google Airlift of Evil, flying Taliban out to safety. I know Paul's doing a story, but let's put that original Times of London up for people. All flown out over the mountains into Pakistan. They'd done their job of playing the part of boogeymen. Now they start the new attack on the Pakistani government to destabilize it, to where anytime the globalists want, they can overthrow that nation and have a crisis, then to menace India and China. So it's the grand chessboard, and Brzezinski and others write books bragging how they're doing this. This is all public. It's very, very funny to them. Now, Paul, you were going through some of the latest history of this and some of the other points in a big article. Do you know the title of this master article you're going to put out? When I say master article, it's going to have kind of the whole history in there, kind of a lexicon or encyclopedia of this. When is that going up today at PrisonPlanet.com?
It's going to go up as soon as I've had my dinner, Alex.
Okay, good.
It's taking a while to put together.
Absolutely. Now I'm going to sit back for 5 minutes. Start at the beginning, because you've been interrupted a few times by breaks. Start at the beginning of what Al-Qaeda, Taliban are used for worldwide, who they are, and just run through the gamut of what they're doing. And then that data article will be up there I know it's already midnight over there where you're at, so it'll be up there about, I guess, 1 o'clock Greenwich Mean Time about, go ahead. No, actually, I guess it'll be up about 7 or 8 o'clock Greenwich Mean Time. Go ahead.
Well, it's 10 past 6 now, so yeah, probably about 8 o'clock. Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, all these groups, and it's not all one group. Obviously, Al-Qaeda is a Western creation, the name is, but all these Sunni extremist terrorist groups are the pawns of the New World Order. They're moved around the global chessboard to the different countries where the New World Order wants to destabilize governments and initiate regime change. It's funny because there's a board game called The War on Terror, which has come out in the last few years. And in the game, you can play as the New World Empire, and you have to maneuver terrorists around on this map of the world, and you can only invade countries where your terrorists are on the border of that country, so you have to move them into that country.
So they're even throwing it in our face with that huge board game being promoted all over TV with ads. You're saying even in that, it's the New World Order Empire, and Al-Qaeda is the fiery sword of absolute victory.
You hire the Al-Qaeda and move them into different countries. But it's based on fact, because we've just mentioned from being in Afghanistan to fight the Soviets, they then moved them into Bosnia in 92 to fight that war. After that, they were moved into Serbia, Yugoslavia to fight that war and to train the KLA. The Albanians were trained in Afghanistan by Osama bin Laden with the help of the CIA. That's on the record. And then after that, they were moved back into Afghanistan for the attack after 9/11. And now they've been moved into Pakistan. And along the line, you see the fingerprints of their activities. Also, they're in Iran under the auspices of Jundullah, which was announced in the 2007 White House program to destabilize Iran, that they would be funding Jundullah, which is an Iranian militant terrorist group formerly led by Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. And in fact, just yesterday, in an Iranian court case, a guy called Abdul Hamid Rigi, who was described as a senior member of the Jundullah terrorist group, confessed in court that the group, quote, had been trained and financed by the US and the Zionists. So he's there admitting in court that they're getting funding from the CIA in Israel, and that was announced by the White House itself. So it's not as if it's some kind of confession obtained from torture. He's saying it in an Iranian courtroom. And it's
be clear. Israeli papers admit this. British papers, U.S., none of this is even our opinion.
No, and then you've got the Taliban, the former Taliban member, the defector, saying that he got out because he found out it was all being run by the CIA in Israel and that they were killing civilians in order to destabilize countries. He got out, he said that, and 3 days later he was shot dead. So you've got defectors coming out, you've got members coming out and saying this. And then you have the actual events that have their fingerprints all over them, the mosque bombing in Iran on May 29th, just before the election controversy in Iran. You've got the Samarra mosque bombing in Iraq in February 2006, which had all the fingerprints of an inside job.
Well, no, that was in mainstream news that U.S. and British forces went in for hours, wired the building in front of everybody, and blew it up and said Al-Qaeda did it.
Yeah, I mean, even Ray McGovern said that it was obvious that they did it, basically. And for what reason? I mean, you've got this propaganda about Iraqis regaining their sovereignty just because some U.S. troops are pulled out of the cities, which, by the way, if there's any kind of emergency, all the Iraqi puppet government does is ask them for help, and they come right back in. You've got at least 55 fully operational military bases, U.S. military bases throughout the whole country. You've still got 130,000 U.S. military personnel that will remain. And the top commanders have said on the record that even after the supposed full withdrawal date, which is set to be sometime in 2011, that They're not going anywhere. Of course they're not going to pull out. They've captured the country. It's a launch pad for their future wars. And they need it to be unstable to a certain extent to give them justification to remain.
And that was always the public plan. You know, you have the public plan for the military, not really public to the general public, though it's declassified, that they plan to use it and always stay there and break it in three regional parts controlled by a U.S.-controlled central government. And now they just move on down the chessboard. And if Americans need to be angry and think we need to stay there, they'll blow up a few U.S. troops with the imaginary guys with big beards and turbans who openly are brought in by the government. I mean, it's sick.
Yeah, and they'll create media events to reinforce it in people's minds that it's a black and white situation, that it's good guys and bad guys, like this U.S. soldier that's supposedly being captured today by the Taliban, when the Taliban are working with the U.S. to do all this. I mean, you've also got the MKO, the Mujahideen Khalq organization, which was trained in Iraq and is now being used by the CIA in Iran and was used with these recent riots and protests to radicalize that.
Well, that's my point, is the White House is on record funding Wahhabi al-Qaeda, number three in al-Qaeda, to attack Iran. And they think our public's so dumb, they say Iran is al-Qaeda and attacking Iraq when Iran's a Shiite. A Shiite system, the opposite of al-Qaeda, the opposite of Wahhabis, the opposite of Sunni, and they're on record with British SAS staging terror attacks, and in the Times of London, caught attacking bases in Basra, and it's just on record, this is all staged, and the public needs to understand that.
It's tough, though, Alex, when a good portion of them don't even know who the vice president is to explain all these things, isn't it? I mean, that's what benefits the Anglo-American establishment in all this. People can only understand it in black and white terms. So,
well, Paul, where are they, from your study, planning to use their al-Qaeda brigades to destabilize areas? We know they want Pakistan under their control. They're menacing the legitimate government. When the president was being confronted on NBC, the president of Pakistan a few weeks ago, we played the clip here. The reporter said, why are you funding al-Qaeda and Taliban? The guy laughed. He said, they've always worked for you. You've got them trying to overthrow our government right now. How dare you? And the reporter kind of just shut up and looked embarrassed because the reporters all know this. This is such a sick joke. They use these people in Serbia, in Africa, in Asia, just all over the place. They use them here to take all our liberties and freedoms. And on record, they're being protected by the U.S. government, and the biggest piece of evidence is the airlift of evil, AP, London Guardian, UPI, flying them out at the end of the Afghan takeover 2002. Generals would catch them, and they'd say, oh, they actually work for us, and the CIA would order them paid, put on C-130s, and flown out to Pakistan. And no, you guys put another Times of London article up. That's a 2007 about rendition. The headline is Airlift of Evil. Paul will have it in his story. Go ahead.
MSNBC.
Yeah, MSNBC's got it too. Try MSNBC Airlift of Evil. Go ahead, Paul. Closing comments on this.
Well, as everyone seems to say, the ultimate goal is to get on the border with China. And China was concerned that that would be done through the U.S. supporting South Korea in attacking North Korea, but they've already got their terrorists in Pakistan, which is bordered with China, albeit in the Tibetan region, but it's bordered with China. So the CIA's already got their, you know, their men on the border with China, and that could be the next destabilization campaign in the next 10 years or so after they've wrapped up Pakistan and Iran, which is their current theater of operations, obviously.
And human life means nothing. To the globalists, it's all cold-blooded. How do we win? Oh, we blow up our own troops and say the Muslims did it, so we have a pretext to stay there. And the troops go, I love the government killing me. It's freedom. And, you know, we need to get this information out to people. Well, great job, Paul. And again, we'll be looking for that article up at PrisonPlanet.com in the next few hours.
Thanks, Alex.
You bet. I can imagine a headline, Western governments funding al-Qaeda to kill U.S. troops. The history of radical Muslims working for the West to destabilize planet. I think that'd be a good headline. We'll come back. Go to your phone calls. Big news blitz coming up. Got another guest in the next hour. We'll look at Texas independence. It's really starting to gain steam. Stay with us.
Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing health care, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll-free, 877-327-0365.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals. For your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package. And I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we can develop a Make Sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and take charge of your future, and thank you.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.
All right, this is the short segment, so I'm trying to get to at least two of your calls now, and a whole bunch coming up in the next couple long segments. I got a ton of news here, but I'm going to get to that later. I always love the wild card of taking your phone calls and different issues and news items you bring up. Let's go to Stuart in Australia, then Chris, Phyllis, Steve, Alex, and others. Stuart from Australia, welcome.
Hey, Alex, how you going?
Good, welcome.
I just wanted to say you do a great job. I've been listening to you for a long time. I just wanted to get into a bit of news that's going on in Australia. Basically, if people go to the abc.net, catalyst. They'll find that Australians are actually making a universal flu vaccine. And they even bloat that it will actually cause a massive immune response. And I've talked to Dr. Carly about it, and she's looking into it. But there's a video
now, I
there.
I saw that story. How are they going to have a universal flu vaccine that they force everybody to take? And they're also saying it's not just universal injection. They're claiming that they have some new vaccines that are master vaccines, or you're going to have to take three vaccines. But then they admit it's already mutated. It doesn't even protect you, but they're going to forcibly inject you. I mean, it just makes no sense unless you know it's about eugenics and there's something else in there they want to put into you.
Yeah, well, they say that, like, they even say that it's virtually, like, it's not even able to do anything, vaccines. They don't even actually create the immune response to fix it. And then they say later on that this will, like, taking this will give you the immune response. So, you know, they pretty much cancel each other out, you know.
It's amazing. It's now the last 7 years and counting that they admit that they got the flu vaccine wrong. That is, they try to guess how it's going to mutate and put kind of a spectrum of different mutations in there and hope that it gives you some type of immunity. Then they admit it. They haven't gotten it right. It doesn't even protect you. And then you can look at all the studies. In fact, Google it for folks on screen at prisonplanet.tv. Flu vaccine Alzheimer's. And you'll see all the articles and studies where it doubles or triples or quadruples, depending on how many different flu shots you get, getting Alzheimer's. And now they're saying every school child mandatory to take flu shots every year. And then Obama says three flu shots every year, when three flu shots doubles your chances of Alzheimer's. And suddenly all these young people are getting juvenile Alzheimer's, and they go, that's normal, you're senile now, you're 12, you know, you're not able to remember your mommy's name now, that's what old age is, it's all part of the eugenics. Now there it is, all the mainstream news, flu shots linked to Alzheimer's and other flu facts, we'll go over some, but there it is on screen for you. Thank you, caller from Australia. Just take the shots, you won't remember anybody anymore if you take enough of them, and you can just die of brain damage. How's that sound? That would be to prove you love the government and everything's fine. Everything's normal. Chris in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Regarding the term interdependence that Barack Obama used on June 4th in Cairo, Egypt, he used it in the context of world order, and the term interdependence most people don't understand. It was written about by the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, David Robinson.
I've got to be honest. I'm having real trouble understanding what you're saying.
Pardon me.
Chris?
Yes, it was the CFR, Trilateral Commission, David Rockefeller, Zbigniew Brzezinski, Henry Kissinger. They've all written about interdependence as a pretext of the solution to international conflicts. So what Obama said on June 4th in Egypt, he said, quote, given our interdependence, any world order that elevates one nation or group of people over another will inevitably fail. So whatever we think of the past, we must not be prisoners of it. Our problems must be dealt with through partnership. Progress must be shared, end quote. And the idea that they write about is that if they can make the regional bloc governments specialize in a certain industry or area, then they won't be able to, or an oligarch, for example, or home rule won't be as likely to succeed. So that's the pretext that they use to fight international conflicts, is that if they impose the interdependence, then, these nations won't be sovereign or likely to.
That's right. They've got to make everybody weak. They've got to have little wars with each other so nobody gets strong. Because if you have a strong Iraq, a strong Serbia, a strong Pakistan, they might actually be able to have sovereignty and make their own decisions. But if we can hire Al-Qaeda to go destabilize them, then they can fall apart. Really great point. Anything else, Chris? Okay, thank you, Chris. Glad you got off the speakerphone, because we really want to be able to hear you guys. Phyllis, Stephen, Alex, Chris, and others, your calls are straight ahead on the other side of this quick break, right here on GCN.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worry how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's NuRevOnline.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Glenn Beck had the CIA operative, the supposed Al-Qaeda hunter, on. And they said a nuke needs to go off in America to get the American people's attitude straight about the world empire. Here they are admitting the motive to stage 9/11 in your face. We have all these top generals on record saying we sure need another 9/11. That sure helped us. And those neocons, those headlines a few years ago about we need another 9/11 now. Then people ask, well, why would they stage a terror attack? Well, why would Hitler firebomb his own Reichstag to declare martial law a few months after being elected in February 27th, 1933? Why would they attack their own military base at Gleiwitz to blame it on the Poles? It's called a frame-up, folks. And if they'll hire Taliban and Al-Qaeda to attack U.S. forces, that's on record confirmed, then they'll do anything. So that's coming up as well. Also, I want to show a video, and I'll break it down for the radio audience coming up later in the next hour. NASA has released satellite images and done a composite of the Arctic and Antarctic ice from 1979 on, from satellite. And it, in the summer, it gets small. In the winter, it gets big. It does this. Gets big, gets small, gets big, gets small. But see, Al Gore goes and shows video footage of glaciers falling in the Arctic or Antarctic and says, look, it's melting. They're icebergs. Yes, there were icebergs a million years ago, too. There were icebergs that hit the Titanic. It wasn't global warming. They break off every year. See, it rains on the land and builds up. Then that has pressure on it. The glaciers slide out as it warms each year in the spring and summer, and then that breaks off into the ocean. And then Al Gore says, look, the polar bear is drowning. He's out on a iceberg. He broke away, and he's going to die. No, they swim out to those and hunt seals. And they've had to admit now that polar bears are the best land animal swimmer. This is not a conspiracy theory. They're counting on you to be stupid. They treat you like you're very dumb. You're not stupid. You don't have to get pimp gamed here and scammed anymore. You can stop being a fool. But they teach the children in school the polar bears are dying and drowning, and they cry. It's all over TV. Every time I watch a nature show, I seem to see about the polar bears drowning. Folks, the polar bear numbers have gone from 30-something thousand to 44,000 just in North America. They're all over the place. The archaeology shows their numbers go up when it gets warmer. But I'm going to cover that next hour. I said I'd take your calls. It's just, I'll assure you, ladies and gentlemen, they can swim. I'll assure you icebergs are normal. No, that's hard to believe. I'm surprised they're saying seals are drowning, too. I mean, seals swim. Dolphins swim. I know that's hard to believe right now. All right, let's go ahead here. A little bit of satire, folks. But the public, I mean, it's not satire. The public believes they can't swim. Phyllis in Detroit, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. I had a question, or a couple questions. When do you think they're going to implement the full Volunteer Service Act? And how can we resist for our children?
Well, they passed the Give Act, but took out the provisions where it said absolute mandatory service when you get out of high school for a year in a new paramilitary force, as the White House Chief of Staff on record says it will be in uniform. But it still says they're set up the board to prepare compulsory service, and they've got a bunch of other bills. I was looking at this just Monday for a film I'm making. I saw six different new bills, or was it was, you know, it was six, because I got a folder out there with them, that say compulsory service, just like they have the Hate Crimes Act and the Cyberbullying Act with the exact same language about if something hurts someone's feelings, the feds come arrest you. In fact, I'll read that since I mentioned it in a moment. And so it's going on now. They have city year. They have year up. They have the kids at public schools everywhere must go work before and after school and during school. They don't get taught reading, writing, arithmetic. They go and they plant gardens as service for the school to sell the food, as if the schools don't have enough money. It's like China, where they go to work in the fireworks factories or in the textiles. They're now introducing service means you're a slave to them, not you go down and help people at the soup kitchen. So that's going on. And so it's happening.
The hate crime, wasn't that initially started by the militant homosexuals?
Yes.
Silence people?
Yes. They see, the way this is always phrased, whether you're for that or not, it's best to approach the debate from, it's always about, oh, we need freedom to do what we want. Well, people then, if you disagree with them, you know, even unpopular speech, it's people's right to, you know, say if you do that, you're going to hell. But no, they're trying to pass laws, and they've actually arrested a lot of pastors. It's been in the news in Philadelphia and other places. At public parades, they're not allowed to have a sign saying what you're doing is bad, and they're arrested and charged with hate speech, and in some cases go to prison now. And so, yes, and I appreciate your call. Let me just read from the hate crime bill introduced by Representative Linda Sanchez that has passed the House and is set to pass the Senate. See, everything they've tried for years is now passing. And I had read an earlier version that didn't have this language. It was just, we're going to say certain groups are more protected than others. So if a white guy kills a white guy, you're not going to get that much prison time. But if a white guy kills a black guy, you're going to get a lot more prison time. Or if a black guy kills a white guy, you're going to get more prison time if it's racially motivated. Or if a black guy kills a black guy, it's not as bad as a white guy killing a black guy, which, you know, and they always use the Texas case of them dragging the black guy to death. They all got death penalty. I mean, what else are they supposed to get? Well, the hate crime on top of it, I mean, you know, it's pointless. They all got the death penalty. Well, I mean, what else are you supposed to do? But you notice it was in the Associated Press, but nowhere else. Then some black guys grabbed a drunk, homeless white guy and drug him to death, and it didn't even hardly make the news, because, and then they didn't get charged with hate crimes. And I think they got the death penalty, too. So the issue here, you can pull that. In fact, pull up Jasper, Texas, blacks pull. It'll only be on the Nazi websites, but then they'll have links to the AP. You can see that. People don't see. Why do you know about the black guy getting drugged to death, but not the old drunk white guy? Both of them old winos, old black drunk guy, old white drunk guy. Well, I mean, they're both human beings. They're both old drunk guys, old ex, ex-cons or whatever. You know, that's the point here, is that I thought it was bad enough, but I was focusing just on cyberbullying because I'd never seen language that said you have no more free speech. But what is in the hate crimes bill that's passed the House is the exact same wording in the cyberbullying. And it says, whoever transmits in interstate or foreign commerce any communication, internet, with the intent to coerce, intimidate, harass, or cause substantial emotional distress to a person using electronic means, so emotional distress, to support severe, repeated, these are commas, or hostile behavior, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 2 years or both. There's just a bigger penalty in the cyberbullying than in this. Communication means electronic transmission between or among points specific by the user, information of the user. So it's got a cyberbullying section in it. To try to coerce a politician into voting a particular way by repeatedly blogging, using a hostile tone. I mean, folks, this is Soviet Union, end of First Amendment. And I had my cyberbullying here. Where is that? Now, in case you don't believe me, it's not just Alex Jones saying this. Here is ABC News 7, anti-cyberbullying legislation threatens free speech. I mean, it period says no more free speech. And the feds say we don't even need somebody to file a complaint saying your blogging or your email or your phone call hurt your feelings. We're going to decide. Yeah, here's the Cyberbullying Act. Corporate media exploits teen idol to push cyberbullying. Where's the subsection? Oh, that's not the article with the subsection. Oh, it doesn't matter. I've read it on air over and over again. It's got the exact same words. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Stephen in Florida. Stephen, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. How are you?
Good.
Okay, off speakerphone. I wrote a dissertation with regards to what the 4th of July means to me. But listening to everyone and listening to you, what you have presented, it shows that this is what we stand for, the anti-establishment of these goons telling us what to do, removing our liberties, removing, where all men are created equal. We have
the robber crime class who's stolen everything, and now they're putting a police state in to protect themselves.
Exactly.
And they use terrorists to menace us. Oh, we're taking your rights because Al-Qaeda. And you're like, wait, your hand's in the sock puppet. You're Al-Qaeda. Shut up. You know, it's just incredible.
Alex, I grew up in a family that was a Holocaust survivors. And what I've heard, stories growing up, and the way that they have described the pogroms and the way that the Nazis have infiltrated communities, loving, caring communities, and actually torn them apart piece by piece by piece to where there was nothing. These people had nothing to substantiate in existence. And here we are today in America.
That's right. First they break down your society, bankrupt the economy. Then you have to go to the government ghettos or the FEMA center because you're so broke. Then they start coming in and arresting people selectively. Then they just ship everybody off. That is all right. We're already the most imprisoned society in world history here in the U.S.
In my 4th of July, I'm going to be sharing it with my friends that are citizens and sovereign citizens of this great nation. And we will celebrate what we have thrived to provide for our children. And it's regardless of color, creed, skin color, it doesn't matter. here an Islam and a Jew can get together and they can have a barbecue and they have nothing to discuss except maybe the baseball game.
Exactly, no, and the elite, exactly, and God bless you, sir. And what the elite want to do is they want to fund different bad groups in every religious or racial or national group to play us off against each other. This is a system of divide and conquer called the Great Game. And that's why we can't let them get us fighting with each other at each other's throats over all these issues. We need to stand up and say a liberty culture, a Bill of Rights, a Constitution, we're all for it. And everybody has these basic rights because they always have an excuse. Oh, we're only taking this group's rights. Or we're only taking that group's rights. It's very, very dangerous. Thanks for telling us what this 4th of July means to you. I agree with you. Okay, quickly, Alex in North Carolina. Go ahead, Alex.
Hello?
Hey, go ahead.
Hello, I'm Alex, a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Good to have you on board.
Have you heard about the legal action taken against InfoWarsTV.com?
I appreciate your call, sir. I really do. We can't allow people to have websites that have my picture and basically like it's me and it's my site. And then it has links to other things that aren't us. And so we've got to launch a whole program of dozens and dozens of sites that hold out that they are us and are not. It's just that simple. Like, I can't separately let people come on my site on the message board and advertise selling my films for $1 on my own site. Kind of turned a blind eye to people doing that. When they do it on my own site, then I ban it. They get mad. That's a separate group and people. You can't have advertising rates in my face and say advertise on my site as if it's my site when it's not my site. Okay? Or then we're not even going to be able to have our sites. I don't know how to explain that to people. So I really appreciate your call. And we've been way too lenient with people until folks then start believing that we're here like a doormat to be walked on. I'm not an enemy of anybody out there. I'm not, any of this. It's just that it's all going to stop. And a lot of people are going to have me, stand up for my name and my voice and who I am. Because it's not that all these groups are bad, but it's that if I let everybody do this, there are a lot of sites, not the one you mentioned, that put my stuff up there and then link to white supremacist stuff or link to weird occult stuff or link to, and then they hold out as if they're me. And then there's a person who used to work in this office who we've now gone to several events and watched him go around saying he still works with us and that he's holding out that he represents us. I've got to do something about that. I mean, it's a whole issue because it's a way the establishment can come after me. Okay, with the Poplawski thing and all of this, I got to be careful, folks. And so people can take that personal all day if they want. Somebody puts a site up where it looks like me, acts like me, says advertise on the Alex Jones Show, I'm going to stand up against it. I mean, look, I even turned a blind eye a few years ago to people started radio networks. Ted Anderson was so nice that he said, yeah, you can carry our internet stream. Then we'd have sponsors calling going, hey, well, I'm already sponsoring your show. We're not going to sponsor you anymore. We'd go, what do you mean? You're already sponsoring our show. Well, we're on this network. That's you, right? Well, no, that's a little internet thing, but you're fine to sponsor there if you'd like, but we're the big show. And then the little guys would get mad. It's like, you gave us your show and let us make money on your back, and that's not enough. Give us everything. So, no, we're going to protect our name and who we are and what we're doing. And people won't take it personal. We try to ask people nicely, and if they don't stop, we go after them. And I've asked Ted to go after people for this. Ted is just such a nice guy, but we can't let people represent themselves as us, period. So no hurt feelings to anybody. That's just the way it works. This is a syndicated radio transmission. Hey, I don't go around pretending I'm other people. I don't go on the air and pretend I'm Rush Limbaugh. What would happen if I set up a Rush Limbaugh site and acted like it was an official Rush Limbaugh site? It's over. It stops. Let's go ahead and, hell, I've had all these literal hordes of carpetbaggers move down here to Austin. Some of them aren't that bad. Some of them are. And I let them into my life. And then it's like, Alex, you need to just go jump off a cliff. We're going to become you now. And I'm like, well, no, I'm going to keep who I am. No, you're a murderer. You're a drug dealer. You're a criminal. You're this and that. Well, you know what? Bam! I smash you. And then, oh, he's bad. He did something to us. No, you're not here to take me over. I'm Alex Jones. I'm me. You're not me. You understand that? I'm risking my life for this. I'm real. That's why I'm successful. You're not me. Go be yourself. Go do your own thing. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Who's up next here? Franklin in New Mexico. Go ahead, Franklin. You're on the air.
How you doing, sir?
Good.
I found something on the internet I think you might be interested in. It's a national exercise that I guess the latest version started on June 17th.
Yeah, no, it's a foreign troop exercise, official FEMA, with foreign troops from United Kingdom, Mexico, Canada, Germany, Israel, right here. Stay there. I'll come back to you on the other side. There it is. FEMA National Level Exercise 2009. A lot more coming up, ladies and gentlemen. I am Alex Jones. This is my radio show right here, ladies and gentlemen. I am Alex Jones, not all these other people. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Okay, that last caller didn't hold over. I want him to be able to finish his point. Let me tell you about a few of the sponsors we've got, and we've got a guest coming up in about 15, 20 minutes with Texas Independence. Find out what that's all about. I'm for Texas sovereignty under 9th and 10th Amendment. I don't know about secession. You know, it's fun to say that, but there's actually a few wrinkles to that. So we'll debate it. We'll discuss it coming up. I'm going to have Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt back on because it made it in I don't know, 7 or 8 big tabloids and the cover of Us magazine and a bunch of other places that they were on the show and said 9/11 was an inside job a few days ago. So I thought we'd have them on. Why? Because they're waking up and they're big pop stars out there. And we've got all these young people and tweenies and teenagers and all the glamour folks tuning in. And we love the new listeners. We'll go anywhere, like Russian TV, Chinese TV, Japanese television, Mexican television. And I'm there, folks. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, JonesReport.com. We should create a list of our official sites and frequently asked questions. We need to do that because we're really becoming a global phenomenon and we've got a lot of stuff to deal with. Okay. It is a miracle how few of problems we have. Because I'm down here in Austin, Texas. The main network of the satellite uplinks are in Minnesota. And I'm simulcasting live TV here as well. And we're number one on the internet with audio streams and getting closer to being number one on podcasting. So I want to thank the great crews on both ends. I was just getting a lot of feedback and chatter in my ear, so I ducked out for a minute or two while we figured that out. Okay, we're going to start the next hour. We'll get our guest on at 8 after. I'm going to come back, hit some of the news that's coming up, though, in this next little segment. Then we'll get our guest on and your calls.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.